I get started. Thanks everybody for coming out.
What was Sefta doing?
Megillah, you're open to the wrong page in your volume. Yeah, okay.
I do have Sukkah here.
I was gonna,
and you
should
have
all of them.
You have the wrong sheet. Find the right one.
But someone listening to the recording will be extremely confused. Okay. Anyway, so just to get back to where we were about a month ago, we had a Mishnah which told us about knife sharpening. It says you can't sharpen it on Yontif, but you can run it against another knife. And the Gemara had really four ways to understand when knife sharpening is okay and when it's not okay, whether it's, you know, with what materials or whether it's for what purpose, meaning to clean it off or to actually sharpen it. We had four Lashonas, and finally we got to the point where the Gemara told us that Amar Rav Chisda, that our Mishnah, right, Mantana de Mashchas, that's our Amar Rav Chisda de lo Rabbi Yehuda. But he told us our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and he brought the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We then brought in the Gemara, okay, after the fact that he said that we should paskin halachak Rabbi Yehuda, we brought two cases in the Gemara where it seemed from those cases that there was a halacha ve'ein morin kain in this circumstance, and I hope to talk about that in one of the future shiurim, to say that in reality, whatever it is that Rabbi Yehuda allows is permitted, but we hide that from people. Okay, so you can look through your Gemaras. I'm summarizing the Gemara in 1 minute. Kafchas amar alef, kafchas amar beis. Okay? And you can take a look at that. At the end of the day, it's questionable as to what the halacha... Well, what the halacha is, we have the riff for that. And as we're going to see, that's a focal point of the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ran in understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So let's take a couple of moments to read through the Ran and the Rosh and the Karban Asanel, who will discuss their machlokes a little bit. I'll share with you a ha'ar or two from last week's shir. I think it was last week's that we learned the Chavrusa together. We went through a shtickle in Ravarch Tzaratskin, who explained this machlokas beautifully. And then we're going to talk about the Stira and the Yerushalmi, and that's going to really be a free-for-all, because if you can even look down at the Yerushalmi now...
Do you have an extra sheet?
I do have an extra, still another two sheets. Right, here we go.
Okay. Thank you.
If you look down at the Yerushalmi, cheating, what did our Gemara say? What was Rav Chisda's opinion? Masnisin deloka Rav Yehuda. If you look at the Yerushalmi here, in Mashkiz and Asakhan of Sinyal Gavi Chaverta, Amar Rav Chisda, the Rebbe Yehuda he. Okay, in the Yerushalmi he has it the exact opposite. So based on this Yerushalmi, we're going to try to work through the different shitos that we have in explaining the Bavli to see whether or not we can actually fix this stira in some way, and if we can do it in a meaningful way that actually makes any sense rather than just trying to find some hair-splitting chakira that we can say will resolve the issue, but actually to... you know, realistically resolve it as to why we would have Rav Chisda saying the exact opposite things in two different contexts, as well as Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who says actually something quite similar to what we have recorded in the Bavli, in one of the versions of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel in our Gemara. And we will try to work this out within the Ran, and we'll try to work this out within the Rosh. So that's the agenda for today. I don't need to talk much, because it's really going to be a fun discussion, I think, with the Yerushalmi. So let's first get started with the run through. I'm gonna run through it because we already have read through it. If you need to go and reference back to the Gemara, that's perfectly fine. I'm happy to do that. Stop me. I realize that everybody else hasn't been looking at this over the last few weeks. Or if you have, you're at tzaddik, because I wouldn't have if I were you. Okay, says the run. Amar Rav Chisda deloka Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chisda says that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Now, why, right, which Rabbi Yehuda? Dematir b'machshirei ochal nefesh, says the Ran, that Rabbi Yehuda is matir b'machshirei ochal nefesh. Umihu, says the Ran, that which Rabbi Yehuda is permitting one to do a malacha for machshirei ochal nefesh, meaning a step removed from what the Chachamim allow of even ochal nefesh, hani mili lisakein, that would be simply to fix something, meaning you've got your knife, it's a little dull, you sharpen it, fine. At this point, this is what it sounds like. Avala'a sos kli, but to actually make a kli, anything that would fall under that category of not just fixing something up, but actually making a new kli, lo! He would agree. Why? Demo de Reb Yehuda, de polik v'masnisin detnan, en pochasin asaner mipnei shuos kli. Because Reb Yehuda, we see later, agrees that when it comes to a full asiya of a kli, meaning when you're actually doing a full malacha, where you're making a kli anew, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that that would be aser. Right? And he says, and there...
How's that ochal nefesh?
What?
How's that ochal nefesh?
Machshirei ochal nefesh?
Yeah.
Very easily, machshirei ochal nefesh. A ner?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Fire is used to cook things. That's pure Makshir Yochal Nefesh. Certainly.
We're talking
to Kirby. Okay. I mean, he would allow it. And he says based on this that he would agree there. Now, obviously, you're going to have people who will say that can't be talking about Makshir Yochal Nefesh because they'll disagree with the Ran, right? That's what we're going to bring in the Rosh. Obviously, each of these Gemaras will have to be interpreted differently, right? But what's the Ran's way of reading this? You know, Tachlis is as follows. Very simple, very straightforward. Kasavar alachav ein morankin, denehi de halacha de mutter lahashkiz es asakin. Be mashkez es shal eitza fil lechaledak Rabbi Yehuda. Even though the halacha is it would be permitted in a wooden sharpener, to sharpen your knife, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu hachi ein morankin lakol, kidei shalo yavo lehashkiz be mashkez es shala. Says, however, we tell people, don't do that, because you're going to come to actually sharpen it with a metal sharpener. So to summarize, according to the Ran, sharpening a knife in its regular metal sharpener is aser, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because you're making a full kli out of it. Okay? Now he says, as a result of that, the first case in the Gemara, so if you have a completely dull knife that's unusable, okay, if you have an unusable knife and now you're making it usable, that's considered making a kli.
Yeah.
Okay? That's his opinion.
I don't see that.
Okay? And...
You have a knife, you know, so you just sharpen it a little bit. Most people.
Right, so if it's already cuttable, then I think he agrees to that.
Okay.
He may be worried.
Okay, fine.
No, I mean... Okay.
Well, that's the only way you can interpret the way the Ran
says. No, I understand that.
Right, I mean, he's talking about where it cannot accomplish its function at this point.
I think you have to say that.
Okay, now, so this is his opinion. He says, even according to Yehuda, you cannot do that, and therefore it goes there even on further cases, okay? And he continues, Umash Mali, and it seems to me, Dehainu Tama Demoter of Yehuda Shasr Lassos Kli, this is the reason of Yehuda says it's prohibited to make a Kli, Afal Gav Dekev and the Shara Achmana Machshirin, even though the Torah allows Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, Midachsiv Lachem, Vadai Melacha Gemura Hi Velo Shara Behu. This is certainly considered a malacha gemurah not allowed. Hainu tama, the reason is, levi shehi efshar lehatir b'machshir in yoser mi be'ochal nefesh atzmo. And the Ran comes along and he's going to bring rayas from gemaras here to say that it is impossible that we should be more makil by machshiri ochal nefesh than by actual ochal nefesh. And here's his proof to say that this would be more makil to allow you to sharpen the knife and to make a new kli out of it. Why? Bekevan she'aser litchon ulerakeid al maloshariya be'ochel nefesh milachos hana'asos lizman meruba. Okay? He says, why? You're not allowed to grind. Okay? And things like that. Why? Because these are malachos which will actually, you're going to be doing them for the future. So to here, you're going to be sharpening your knife, it's for the future. And he goes through this, he furthers this, right? The major term should be derived from the Rayam, Al Pima Shekasavnu Lamala, what we've written earlier, Vikevan Chikain, Ef Shalahatir Machir and Yoster Mizeh. Vikol Shehu Osekli, Hadavar Barur, Shehi Malacha, Hana Asis Liyamim Harbe. His definition is a malacha which is done for the distant future, or will at the very least accomplish something that will last until the distant future, that would be prohibited even for Ochel Nefesh itself. Because we don't allow you to do certain malachos for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, in his opinion, because those are malachos that will go for a long length of time. Okay? This is the Ran's opinion. Let's just set this down, because this is not the meat of the shir yet. This is recapping.
Right.
You had your chance to object to this exactly previously.
I did.
And you did object, and the Rosh will object again, and the Karvan Asana will explain, and we can try to explain the Ran again. Okay, but this is... okay, and therefore... That, he goes on to say, that which the Rif writes here, that it's prohibited to sharpen it in a metal sharpener, is according to the actual halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and where even goes there, further back, that you shouldn't even sharpen it in a mashchezes shel eitz, shema yavo, to be mashchezit in a mashchezes shel evan, or mashchezes shelah, really. We shouldn't be mechalot between eitz and evan, but that's his point here to say. And that which the Rif paskins is 100% according to the halacha, and that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the chachamim, that by machshir ochel nefesh, to do a full malacha that will last for a long time, is going to be aser. So far, so clear?
Now, I didn't think of this before. Is that two elements now? One, a full malacha, and two, a long-term lasting malacha?
So he does use those terms kind of interchangeably, which is a fair point. I think he's just trying to explain why is it that Malacha Gemura is Aser?
Wow.
Because it's Malacha and Aser, so Yamim Harbe or Lizman Maruba or whatever you want to call it. I think that's what he would... But I think that you're right in that there is a change in terms here, but I don't think it's significant in that he's Matir one and Aser's the other. He Asers both of them, and one is simply an explanation. Why is it that, again, Litzchon or Laraki, it is Aser? Okay. That's the Ran. Now comes along the Rush. Says the Rush, okay, after quoting the Gemara, which, okay, we can jump all the way down to... Okay.
Can just...
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm recalling correctly. For a Brit Mila on Yom Tov,
yes.
Is it Rabbi Yehuda who says that you could even make the Sakin for that purpose?
I mean, I don't think...
That's Rabbi Lazar Demila, no?
It's in Rabbi Lazar Demila. I don't think it's actually the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but obviously he would agree. Not obviously he would agree. Sorry, that's Machshir Emila. I'm saying it would be the same. It would be the same type of circumstance.
Right.
According to the Ran, though, it isn't Rabbi Yehuda there. I think it's maybe Rabbi Shimon or something. I don't remember who it was.
Okay.
Because
that would be a kli that would be for a long time.
Correct. Making the Ismail Shel Mila.
Which would mean that
yes.
Rabbi Yehuda would say it would be us based on
the Ran.
Based on the Ran, yes. Excellent point. But I'm almost certain it's not Rabbi Yehuda who says there. Mm-hmm. Shimon or Shimon Alonso, I don't remember.
Well, he might be Master. Maybe Master the Ismail for. Yeah, but the Ismail is sucking for. I mean, that's not.
No, I don't see how you can say he'd be Matir there if, according to the Ran. It would still be Lizman Maruba, no matter how much he tried.
But it's usher to do Machshir Lizman Maruba for Ochel Nefesh. The Isser for the Mila is not because of Ochel Nefesh.
If we were to apply his Svara.
So let's say apply his Svara. What's the heter of doing a Machshir for Mila on Shabbos, let's say? It's not Ochel Nefesh.
I understand what you're saying. We don't disagree. If meaning we're just saying by his criteria
he's saying
about
God,
yes
God
you're correct
you to do Mila on Shabbos
correct
so therefore he let you love Machshir on Shabbos too
correct
so God allowed you to do Mila on Yom Tov so he let you do Machshir on Yom Tov also and I can do it with Ochel Nefesh and you make a completely different
correct
song, right?
Yeah correct
so the matter being clear it's the same principle well, no because he brings the Ran brings he bases his idea on the fact that Ochel Nefesh itself you can't do as Maruba
right?
How does that What does that have to do with Mila?
Meaning if we say the Mila has Ochel Shabbos, it would be different than learning out the original Heter from Lachem, which he does by Ochel Nefesh. That's fair. I think Kavi was just trying to say that if we apply this definition of Rabbi Yehuda, he would not allow you to sharpen a knife there.
Well,
but
Mila
it's true, it comes from a different perspective.
Mila's
from Yerusha.
Maruba to begin with,
right? Okay.
Okay, let's not go.
Something I would say.
I'm going to get a call from YU Torah next week. Okay, says the Rush.
Gerard said it, not
me. I feel better.
Actually, I gave a shiur on reinstating the Sanhedrin, and I think I wisely kept that one off. Why, you Torah? It was a little bit too heavy at times. Okay, so says the Rush, and we can read through. We have time to recap the Gemara a little bit, so let's read what the Rush quotes from the Gemara. Okay, we'll skip only one line that. You know, is irrelevant to us right now. Okay. In Mashkizan Asakan B'Yom Tov says the Rush, source number 2, which is really just, you know, cutting and pasting from the Gemara. Anybody else want to read, by the way? I'm always happy to have other people read. I have to save up my voice for Shabbos. I'm very busy this Shabbos. Things in the morning, things at night.
Do you speak the Shalom?
I'm not, actually. That's like the one thing I'm not doing. I'm going to be, God willing, at first in the Nofril Shir, and then I'm going to be at Rabbi Grisman's for the Drasha, because he's away in Winnipeg this week. And then I'm going to be doing Dafyomi, and then I'm going to be at the Conservatory. It's going to be version 2.0 of the Sanhedrin Shir. I modified it a little bit. Although this one will definitely not be recorded since it's on Shabbos. Okay, anyway, says the Rosh. Mantana asks the Gemara, Dashchaza Atzma Asura, who says that Ashchaza is Asur? Amar Avchista Deloka Rabbi Yehuda. Chesda says this is not according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that in Mashkiz in the Sakam B'Yom Tov Tanya Ein B'Yom Tov LeShabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bovad Rabbi Yehuda Matir Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Okay, so this is so far so good. We've seen everything. There's no according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Matir Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Therefore, he cannot say in Mashkiz in Esa Sakin because he holds yes Mashkiz in Esa Sakin B'Yom Tov. Amarle Rava leRav Chisda Darshina Mishim Chalach Rav Yehuda says, can we say in your name that Halach is Rav Yehuda? Amarle Yehi Rava Tchol Kihani Mili Me Al Yasa Tidrishun Mishmi Halavai that everything you know this good you should say in my name. Amar Rav Yehuda Breder Rav Yosef Hava Kaim Nakame Derav. Rav Yehuda the son of Rav Yosef says, I was standing in front of Rava. And he was moving his knife. He was passing his knife against the edge of the dekel. And I said to him, and I asked him, what purpose are you doing? Are you doing this in order to clean off your knife or to sharpen it? And what did he say? He says, I'm doing it to clean it off. He says, and I saw that really he was doing it to sharpen it. And that which he wasn't telling me that, and he lied to me, was why? And you don't paskin this way. Abaye says, I was standing again by Rava, and he was putting the knife on the edge of the Rechayim, which now is Evan. And, you know, very close to something that would seem to be a very intense malacha. And so, same thing happened. He said he was doing it to clean it up. And we're going to skip down one line. Okay? Right? V'hani mili depaska agav duchka, v'davka agav rechayo agav dikula v'mashchezes lo. Okay? So the riff says, with a mashchezes, you cannot sharpen it. Okay? Umashe pasak says the Rosh. Okay? We're four lines up in the Rosh. Umashe pasak arav rav alfasal. And this that the Rif paskind. I actually just quoted a piece in the Shir I gave on the 20th of Sivan. Not that I delivered it on that date, but about the things that happened on the 20th of Sivan and the fast day of the 20th of Sivan. There's a researcher, Dr. Yitzhak Alfasi, actually, who is a researcher for Mossad Rav Kook.
Who's an Ashkenazi.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He does research for, like, for Chassidus, a few other things. Anyway, so I quoted him, so I had a good chuckle.
Published a book on
Chassidus. I mean, that's what I quoted from.
Yeah, okay. On what?
So. On Chassidus. Anyways, he's an interesting guy, but I always crack up when I see, you know, Yitzhak Alfasi.
Right.
So I walked by his office once in, you know, I think it was in Mossad Rav Kook. Somewhere. Anyways, that's always funny. But
Ashkenazim never get these
first
names right.
Rav Alfas. Right. Umash Basik Rav Alfas Zal.
What was the Sadigon's name? Do you know what his real name was? His last name?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Elfa Yumi.
Ah, yes.
What did Vadya Yosef's mother call him? This is true. Abdallah.
Abdallah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Abdallah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. No. I'll
just So says the Rosh. Anyways, Umasha Pasik Rav Avazal, Ava Bamashchezes Lo. What is it that when the Rif says Ava Bamashchezes Lo, what do those words mean, says the Rosh? They mean one thing. Hainu She'ein Lahoros Kain. Says the Rif is a posik. The Rif knows that it's Halacha Ve'ein Morin Kain. So what's the Rif gonna write? Ava Bamashchezes Lo. You can't sharpen it, but is he writing that because that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds? No, that's ludicrous, says the Rosh. Of course Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's completely mutter. He's matir machshir yochal nefesh, and he continues. Aval halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ta'af mashchezes shel even mutter. Says Avada, that's the case. Da'amas nisin de'in mashchezen esasakin de'ukma ravuna v'mashchezes shel even ka'amar Rav Chisda de'lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The simple way to read our Mishnah, as explained by the Gemara, that Rav Chisda says, talking about mashchezes shel even, is to say that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with their Mishnah, which means Rabbi Yehuda holds to be sharpening. Even in a regular metal, doesn't matter, stone sharpener is 100% mutter, and that which the Rif writes is usher is because ain morin kain. This is the Rosh interpretation, right? And he says, Rav Avafasi lo hevi kolhani lishni dekama Rabbi Yehuda amashmo mishum dekai miyamas nisin de'ein mashkiz and asesak and delav hilchasahi dekai melan krabi. And he says, that's why he doesn't bring all the stuff. And this is all wrapped up and very good now. In terms of the machlokas between the Rosh and the Ran, we have the Korban Asanel here. Korban Asanel basically explains how the Rosh is coming to combat the Ran and brings a raya from another case of Machshir Ochel Nefesh, right, to the Rosh. And in that raya, he basically says, you can look down, it's about four lines in, right, Memala Isha Kalatanur Pasa Filo In Tzarach Ela Lepas Achas, that a woman, if a woman wants to bake bread, okay, on Yontif, you want to be a very good piece of bread. Apparently, if you'd fill up the whole oven with bread, the breads would bake nicer. And so what you'd be allowed to do is you could put in 55 loaves of bread into that oven, so long as you were doing it solely for the sake of improving the one that you wanted to have for lunch today. Either 55 breads are going to last you for 3 months. Who cares, says the Gemara. You're doing it for that one. And therefore, he says, this is a raya that Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to sharpen the knife for today, even though it's going to remain sharp for the next 3 months. This was the raya of the Korban Asanel. And he says this, you know, and, you know, these other malachos are aser for presumably a different reason, you know, because there, basically, the derech was to harvest a lot at one time. Meaning it wasn't that it was improving the product that you need for today in any way. It was just simply that you were doing it for a long time, and therefore they asered these malachos in general. But in fact, if you were to be doing something that was mutter and was going to be improving your product today, like sharpening a knife, he says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would certainly be mutter. That's the Korban Asanel. Again, if you're interested in fascinating share from Avraham Saratskin, he bases himself on a Kehilas Yaakov, and he basically explains this machlokas further between the Ran and the Rosh, in saying that the Ran holds it's dependent on the Shem HaMalacha, basically, and the Rosh will hold that it's dependent on sort of other factors, but he brings it to the Shitasam in like 3 or 4 other places. It's really a very beautiful piece. You can find it in the Turk-based Medrash, you know, in the front left of the base Medrash, not in the little new room library, but it's actually out there on top of the middle set of shelves if you care to read through it.
Where is it? In the base of Medrash?
In the Turk base Medrash. It's in one of the bookshelves that actually still remains there.
The left one.
The left one, where all the Gemara Sfarim are, on the top central shelf. If you want, I can give over his shir. If we put out all the different rushes and runs, you'll see it's a very beautiful shot.
Yes.
It's an interesting... Well, maybe next week, I don't know. I mean, we have to talk about next week anyways, but not now. Okay, so, point is, though, and he defends the run in this fashion to explain where the run gets
but
it from.
Isn't it a little bit different in terms of lechem than everything else we...
Why?
Because...
Or should I save this for that year? Now I'm debating. You see, now you made me unsure of myself. You can ask, go ahead.
The difference is that you're really, in a sense, really cooking at that point, which is the whole thing of mitoch and stuff like that. Whereas with this, it's really...
You're saying it's not machshir.
It's not machshir in some ways.
He's not bringing a raya that is machshir. We're talking about pure ochel nefesh.
Are you talking about
for me to cut wheat on Yantif is pure ochel nefesh. I'm going to make that into flour. For me to grind wheat on Yantif is pure ochel nefesh.
But to grind a knife is pure
No, nefesh. We're just talking about the actual case of ochel nefesh to see what Rabbi Yehuda would be matir.
The Ran said, he said that the Ran wouldn't allow machshiri ochel nefesh for a long time
because
of ochel nefesh itself you wouldn't allow for a long time. Right? So,
so we're bringing examples from pure ochel nefesh. Right, and the Ran's example is an example of pure ochel nefesh, and the Korban Asanel's example.
Doesn't it seem to be a stira in Rabbi Yehuda then?
Why in Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara, it seems to be a stira.
No, because isn't that Rabbi Yehuda holds about the breads?
No, it's a Gemara.
It's
a Gemara. Everybody holds cuts to ochel nefesh.
I see.
Right, and that's why we need to understand why is it that Tchina and Rikida and all these other malachos are usher, even though. They
so
seem
how,
to be doing the same
answer,
thing.
How would the Ran answer? How would Ran answer in terms of this Gemara?
So that's why I'm referencing the Ruskin here. I don't want to go through the whole shir now.
You say they're different in Yanim, but wouldn't that there's different? You can divide. That's different. It's different putting a whole bunch of bread in a tanur and sharpening a knife, and you're going
to
use it for a long
time. Well, that's what I was trying to say.
We've already discussed this.
But it's not the sharp period for Yantif.
What?
It's the case.
It's a different case. You can argue it's a different case.
The raya on the case that the Ran brings is not from the sharpening the knife. He brings it from...
from Tchina and Rakita.
Right. Which are...
Tochen and Merakid.
Yeah, which are actually not the Nashir. They're actually Ochel Nefesh.
And so is the case of the breads.
Right.
You do have a stira that
that's
has to be resolved. You
can
answer it in a couple of different ways, but I don't want this year to take that path now because we've got to do the Yerushalmi.
Okay, fine.
So if we want next week, we're doing that topic?
If
you guys are interested in it, so tell me.
Because
it's nice.
He still didn't explain this.
Then
stira.
You don't even have
there's
to come.
There's still a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, in theory.
No, there's no stira in Rabbi Yehuda.
There is, because if everybody holds the bread,
yeah.
Why is the bread case different than the case of...
That's a stira in Chachamim, because that's talking about pure ochel nefesh. Not a stira in Rabbi Yehuda.
The day so it's fresh, and the other stuff you could prepare before Yontov, and you did
it's not machshir.
So there's a knus.
Correct, there's nothing to do with machshire. Both of these are cases of ochel nefesh. It is a stira. It's an absolute pure stira. There's a few ways to answer it. The Ran's... whatever. If you'd like to hear how it's answered for the run, then that's great. If you'd like to hear how it's answered for the rush, as we read in the Karbanas Sanel, it's because generally those malachos, there is no improvement, not generally, in those malachos, there is no improvement on what you are cutting by cutting more. Meaning, okay, if I decide to go and harvest my entire field now, it's not going to make the first five grains that I cut any better. Masha Einkein, says the Karbanas Sanel in the rush, if I'm going to put all this bread in the oven and bake more, it's going to improve my product. That is a very simple way of resolving stira. That's the rush. How the Ran will answer that is a good question. That's what this next year is going to be about. Let's move on to the Yerushalmi.
Can we compare it the next year to the baking or preparing meal cooking on Yom Tov, which is basically go to last you over to Shabbos? We did make an Erev on the basis that a guest...
That's a good question. I don't know how it will extend into that. Meaning the Shabbos factor will complicate things, obviously.
I don't know that
we're going to get to that. I can tell you that it will discuss the general idea as to when we will prohibit a malacha that will be done for a greater length of time. Okay. That's what I can say.
Because in theory, it's going to last... I don't know.
Correct.
You can't define what means a longer period of time, but if Shabbos means a longer period of time, then it seems to be inconsistent with the run's strategy.
Fair. 100%. Okay. Let's move on to the Yerushalmi now. And again, at this point, everybody's Amanda Amar. I'd be happy to hear what anybody has to say. At this point, we have a clear sheet of the run in our sogya. Okay, forgetting about the external issues that we have to resolve for next week. We've got a clear mahalach of the rush in our sogya. Let's take a look at the Yerushalmi here. The Yerushalmi here is going to throw, and I cannot tell you how much has bothered me when I read this Yerushalmi at first. It completely threw me off. I was like depressed the whole rest of the day. But that was a month ago when I learned it for the first time. So, Ein mashchizin es hasakin, aval masi al gabei chaverta. The Yerushalmi quotes, okay, our Mishnah. This is in the first line of Gemara, and the only line of Gemara after the Mishnah. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says... Who says Ein Mashchizin Es Hasakin Aval Masi Al Gabei Chaverta? Amar Rav Chisda de Rabbi Yehuda Hi. This Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which makes sense. Why? Because as we see in the Bavli, A, Rav Chisda is a big fan of Rabbi Yehuda, who's Matir Ochel Nefesh. Number two, B, because that makes sense. Right? Masi Al Gabei Chaverta would be permitted in that fashion, and we're going to go through this in a second. Amar Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, okay, and being very careful, we're going to look back in our Bavli in a moment after this. Divrei HaKoli. No, the Mishnah is not Rav Yehuda's opinion, it's actually everybody's opinion. Why? Because the Mishnah is referring to a case of Kedei LaHavir Sheminunis She'aleha. Because you're doing this in order to clean off the knife. Therefore, the Rabbanan even agree that you can clean off the Shamnunis in a Mashchezes. You cannot clean off the Shamnunis in a Mashchezes because of all the reasons we mentioned 2 months ago when we first learned this Mishnah, like Uvdin Dechol, Maris Ayin, Nira Kemisakin, Kli, going back to the Mishnah. Okay? And therefore, everybody agrees you can't put it in an actual Mashchezes. And everybody agrees that you can put the two knives against each other. Okay, so
is the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi identical to the Mishnah in the Bavli?
Yep.
Sometimes they're different.
I mean, you have the line here. It's right there. Ein mashchizin es hasakin aval masi al gabei chaverta. That's the first words of the Gemara, right? So number one, so let's compare it to our Gemara. First of all, in terms of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said the Mishnah follows all opinions because we're talking about Kedei LaHavir Shamnunisa. Let's read the Bavli's version of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hade Amris Bishel Eitz Mutar. Sorry, we can even start from the beginning. Sorry. After Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hade Amris Shel Evan Asr, this that Rav Huna said, that it was aser to put it in a stone mashchezes, but mutter to put it in an eitz mashchezes. Lo amran ela lechadida. He only said that in regards to sharpening. Aval levhavir shamnunisa mutter. But in order to clean it off, it would be mutter to put it in both types. Okay? Michlal debishal eitz afil lechadida nami mutter, which would imply, obviously, that mashchezes shalaitz, it would be permitted even to sharpen it. Ika demasni la asefa. Bishal Eitz Mutter. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Had the Amar Bishal Eitz Mutter. Lo Amran Ella Leha'avir Sham Nunisa. Says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this that we said, Bishal Eitz, that it's permitted to put it in a wooden sharpener, is only Leha'avir Sham Nunisa. Aval Lachadada, but to sharpen it, Aser. Michlal, this implies to Bishal Evin, Afilu Leha'avir Sham Nunisa, Aser. This would imply that even for a stone one, if you just put it in just to clean off the knife, it would be Aser. Okay? And then we continue. Now we're going to get, Rabbi Huna Amar Shmuel is going to say the same thing again now, on a different set of cases. First he said it on Rav Huna's chiluk, depending on the type of sharpener that you had, whether it be a stone sharpener or a wooden sharpener, and said whatever the halacha was, it was only said about Lahavir Sham Nisa or Lechadada. Now, on Rabbi Huna Amar Shmuel, the Gemara continues, Lo Shanu Ela Lechadada, that which we said in our Mishnah, in Mashkizin Es Hasakin Beyomto, that you cannot sharpen, that was only said in regards to actually sharpening. Aval habir sham nunisa, but if it was done simply to clean off the knife, it would be mutter. Michlal, this implies el gabe chaver dafil lachadada nami mutter. This would mean two knives against each other. You can even sharpen them in that fashion. The ika demas nila seifa. Here I want people to pay attention. There are those who learn it on the seifa. Aval masia al gabe chaverta. But you can, again, sharpen them against each other or rub them against each other. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Lo shanu ela lehaavir sham nunisa. This was only said that Masiyal Gabi Chaverta's mutter to clean off the shamnunis. Aval lechadida aser. But to sharpen it would be prohibited. Okay? Michlal, and says in Gemara to finalize, the mashrezes afil havir shamnunisa aser, that in a mashrezes, in an actual sharpener, it would be prohibited even to clean off the dirt. So this Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel seems to be very clearly aligned with this last point in the Gemara, meaning this final way that we read the Mishnah, which said, Divrei HaKol hi kidei lehaavir sham nunis she'aleha, is saying that it's permitted to be masiyah al gabei chaverta in order to clean off the sham nunis, and it's aser to be mashchizit kidei lehaavir es sham nunis. Okay? What will that imply about sharpening? Okay? What?
Aser.
Right, it's going to seem that it would be aser, whether or not it would be aser also by al gabei chaverta is a good question, but it really is not clarified any further by the Yerushalmi. Okay, so Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel seems, we can line it up with one of the ways where Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel says it, and that's why that would work out great. Now, if you look in the Gemara, though, we get to the next line. Okay, and it says, Man tanav diba mashchezes aser, Amar Rav Chisda deloka Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that mashchezes is aser? Rav Chisda says that wouldn't be Rabbi Yehuda. Now, in our Yerushalmi, as we said, we have a direct stira. Rav Chisda says, di Rabbi Yehuda, that it is Rabbi Yehuda. So what's going on? According to the Ran and according to the Rosh, what are we going
to
do?
According to the Ran, it's not so difficult. One's in an Evan, one's in an Eitz.
Ah, so that's the first way we could look at it. The problem with that is, it's a completely good teretz. If we're in Brisk, you know, everybody would give you a big hug. It's a great chiluk. The Gemara even brings a chiluk. The Yerushalmi makes no mention of Eitz and Evan. Was it Eitz and Evan? Where did Eitz and Evan come in? Who's Eitz and Evan?
Well, it's his. It's the Ran says it. He says Rabbi Huda.
So he...
He says, Rabbi Huda is Matri sounds like the Mashkezet Shalitz.
He is. That's correct. So that's a problem then. Why is he saying in Mashkezet Esasakin? That's not going to work.
So in Mashkezet Esasakin, I'll say, I'll go with Chavarta, I'm referring to Rabbi Huda. In Mashkezet Esasakin, in Mashkezet Shalitz, right? That's the Rabbi Huda. That's the Rabbi Huda.
Okay, so you're saying that this would be so the Yerushalmi would be learning the Mishnah as Mashchezes Shel Evan.
Right, and a Mashchezes Shel.
And therefore, it would be compatible. Now, what's the difference between that and the Bavli? Why in the Bavli do we say it can't be Rabbi Huda? It's inconceivable to say it's Rabbi Huda.
Because there they could be talking Mashchezes Shel Sakin, Mashchezes Shel Eitz, according to the Rabbi. Well, it doesn't mean that they interpret the Mishnah exactly the same way. If one holds it to talk about Mashkezet Shel Evan, and one holds Mashkezet Shel Eitz, they could hold it as Rabbi Huda or it isn't Rabbi Huda. If
you do you get the idea that it's Mashkezet Shel Eitz according to the Bavli, though? Because Rav Huna brings that opinion?
It doesn't say anything, right?
Well, it doesn't say anything anywhere.
Right, so why can't that's why you can do that, because in Bavel and in Aristotle, they thought about it differently. You have the logic.
Why can't you have
the logic is the same in both
what?
Countries.
Why can't you have a disagreement between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi?
Okay, so one way to look at it would be to say, we have a disagreement between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. One of them is wrong. The Yerushalmi is wrong. We pass like the Bavli. End of story. All it happens to be irrelevant, by the way, here, because we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda anyways.
Right, but what they think that the Mishnah is saying is different.
But it's interesting because it's the same person. It's the same person. Right. It's Rav Chisda.
Right, but the person didn't write the Mishnah down and didn't learn the Mishnah.
Maybe evolved
when it was taught
from the Yerushalmi to the Bavli. Evolved.
Well, evolution.
I mean, Yerushalmi
was first.
If there's any,
this is going to be a very trick recording.
Or any Tosefta's on this? Like besides the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, have you looked up any other sources?
I looked at anything that could possibly relate to this. I could not find anything.
Simple answer is the Bavli holds like the Ran and the Rishonim holds like the Rush. End of the story. So,
how on earth could you possibly interpret the Yerushalmi according to the Rush? That would be completely better. You should say the opposite. So one of the things we were going to suggest is you could say this would actually be a machlokes leshitasa, meaning obviously the Ran holds he's saying is proud in the Bavli. But if we were to take out the Ran's logic and say, let's think of how to read the Mishnah. 99% of the ways to read the Mishnah is very simple. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he hold in real life? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold in real life?
According to
the Ran. We're going in the Ran now. The Ran's Svara. Machshir Yochanan Nefesh are mutter, but to actually sharpen a knife would be Aser. So therefore, Ein Mashkiz in Es Hasakin, Ava Masi Al Gabe Chaverta could be whom? Rabbi Yehuda. Makes perfect sense according to the Svara of the Ran. Masha Einkin, according to the Svara of the Rosh, who says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course Rabbi Yehuda is even matter you to actually sharpen your knife, and that which the Rif said is usher is because only halacha bein morin kain. Could there be any way in the world that the Rosh is playing, you know, again, the Svara of the Rosh would fit in the Yerushalmi? No! Obviously, that's why we have to say what we have in the Bavli. This could be one way of explaining the Machlokes. Obviously, though, that doesn't work for the Ran in terms of the reality of the fact that the Ran is commenting on the Bavli, but it does explain as to how Rav Chisda could say here one way and here another way and be recorded in the same fashion. One teretz, very good. I think your teretz can also work. It just requires a bit more, again, of a brisker sort of mahalach to really be mokim the Mishnah here as talking about Shel Evan and the Mishnah there as talking about Shel Eitz, and that can work within the Ran as well. I agree with you. I want to look at one other point here, which is what we pointed out a few shiurim back. And that is that we said the following. We said, when we said in the Gemara, man tana dibimashchezes aser, that line in the Gemara, man tana dibimashchezes aser, we had two ways of reading that, and we explained the machlokas of the Rosh and the Ran based on the way that we could read that. Man tana dibimashchezes aser can mean two things. Okay? One possibility is to say that is referring back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ein Mashchizin Es Hasakin. The Gemara says Man Tana Davashchaza Aser, and the answer is not Rabbi Yehuda. And we found one girsa of the Gemara that actually made that more abundantly clear was the Vatican girsa of the Gemara. And therefore, right, what this was a few shiurim back. Yeah, if someone has a source sheet in their books, there was a little table on the back of one of the pages. You can look. You probably have it here somewhere. And it basically said, like, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? And it made it much clearer that it was actually referring to the Mishnah. Anybody else have it? Oh, here I already see. Here, Emosh Chizin. Not this one. Here we are. Yourself has shown us, son. Okay, it was back a couple of shiurim ago. I probably should have put it on the sheet, but I didn't because I'm bad. Okay, if you want me to read the other girsa, the Gemara, the girsa in Ksav Yad Vatican 109b says, Man Tana Ein Mashchizin Es Hasakin. So rather than saying Man Tana Dib Hashchaza Aser, which could ostensibly, as we're going to see, be referring to something else, right? Dib Hashchezes Aser, sorry, we say Man Tana Ein Mashchizin Es Hasakin, which is the Lashon of our Mishnah. And we said that reading works very well according to the Rush. Because Rav Chisda is saying it is impossible to say that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of our Mishnah. But we asked, what about according to the Ran? According to the Ran, why is it that Rav Chisda says it can't be like Rabbi Yehuda? Our Mishnah can be like Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, the simple reading of our Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because according to the Ran, Rabbi Yehuda actually does not allow you to sharpen your knife in a sharpener. So why, according to the Ran, would he say this? And we answered, we said, no, you're reading it wrong. Because if you look back to the previous sentence, what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel had said, Lo shanu ela lahav v'sham nunisa. That which we said, Mastil al-Kavi Chaverta is mutter, tells you what? is referring to lahavir sham nunisa. Aval echadida aser, but to sharpen it would be aser mechlal, says the Gemara. Tibimashchezes afilu lahavir sham nunisa aser. Then when it comes to a sharpener, you can't even clean it off. Frek di Gemara mantana tibimashchezes aser, meaning tibimashchezes aser lahavir sham nunisa. Who's saying that? That can't be Rav Yehuda. Why? Because that, even the Ran would be moted. Rav Yehuda does agree to that you can for sure put it into a sharpener. Kedei lahavir sham nunisa. Okay? Maybe you could make that argument. You could say the Ran would answer that too. But this was a possibility, the way the Ran could have read the Gemara, or that at the very least we could read the Gemara. And what was Rav Chista responding to in that case? He was responding to which opinion would hold that ein mashkizin es hasakin kedei lahavir sham nunisa is aser. And that's what Rav Chista was talking about in the Gemara here. That can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda would be matir that. Masha'in came. If we're going back to the Yerushalmi is referring, according to this opinion, back to the pure Mishnah itself. So if you ask Rav Chista, who's the Mishnah like, in its pure form, that Hashchaza is referring to actual sharpening and not cleaning off the knife, Rav Chista would say, Nechanami, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And this could be one way of reading the Ran, depending
on. Why would he answer Mashkizin according to Chista? What? Why would he order? Why would he answer?
Because, like the Ran, you're not allowed to do a Malach Gemura.
Okay.
I'm saying even within the Ran.
Oh, you're saying even within the Rosh, you mean?
No, even within the Ran. The Rosh is incompatible with this.
Well, if you say Halacha Be'morin Kain, you know.
But the Mishnah doesn't do Halacha Be'morin. There's a certain limit. There's a certain limit. I mean. Yeah, I mean.
So you're saying it's incompatible with the Rosh.
I find it hard to understand the Amorin Cain that the Mishnah would be talking about. It's an Amorin.
That's what I'm saying. That's my objection.
The Mishnah. You know, yeah. I mean, once you introduce that the Mishnah, you can interpret it
any way you want.
That's my objection.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyways, this I think would be another possible way to read it. According to the Rosh, you'd have to come up with some reason why Rabbi Yehuda would answer something, and the Rosh can't do that. There's no way, conceivably, according to the Rosh, to read the Mishnah as being Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Rosh says Rabbi Yehuda is just matir everything. Right? So how can you possibly say in mashkizin es hasakin? You can't. It just won't work.
Why is Rashi ignored in all this, where he just says it's like uvda d'chol?
Very beautiful. This is, as we said, it comes into play because then ostensibly, and this is where I was going to go next, is that within Rashi, you're really free to do what you like. Okay. Because according to Rashi, you can say that our Mishnah is Divrei HaKol, you can say that our Mishnah is according to Yehuda, you can say whatever you want, because he shifts the issue, so to say, from one of Machshir Yochal Nefesh and Malacha to Uvdin Dechol / some other Durabanan associated with Uvdin Dechol.
Right.
And then you can revoke in the Mishnah however you want. The problem is the Rosh obviously doesn't hold that way. So therefore he still can't explain according to the Rosh. But according to Rashi, you can make up the Mishnah being like Rabbi Yehuda or not like Rabbi Yehuda however you so wish. You can't make the same person say that in both places.
That's still the problem.
Again, according to Rashi, you can't do that. But the two approaches that we developed, either using the Sfaros of the Ran and the Rosh, or saying that the Bavli's Rav Chista was referring back to the case of Lahavir Sham Nunisa, which is what precedes it in the Bavli, versus that the Yerushalmi's Rav Chista is responding to Ein Mashkizin Es Hasakin in the Mishnah, that's what precedes it. That could be an answer of solving the Stira. It would also be important to say, that's why Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel of Kedei Lahavir Sham Nunisa in the Bavli comes before it, because that would be the avenue by which Rav Chista could say that it's Rav Yehuda, right? Whereas in the Yerushalmi it has to come after. Sorry, in the Yerushalmi it comes after because that's how Rav Chista could say it's Rav Yehuda. Whereas in the Bavli it comes before, so that's why Rav Chista says it's not like Rav Yehuda.
Does the Yerushalmi?
I'm sorry, I misplaced your sheet here. We've got another one. So anyways, that's what I think two approaches where you can resolve this stira somewhat satisfactorily between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, even within Rav Chista. Meaning each individual shita, you could come up with ways, except for the Rosh, to be making it like Rabbi Yehuda or not like Rabbi Yehuda. You can do that with Rashi very easily, the easiest of all. You can do it with the Ran extremely easily. With the Rosh, you can't do it. However, even to explain that you have a machlokes within Rav Chisda can still be resolved depending on the context that Rav Chisda is referring to. Here he's within the context of Lahavir Shem Nunisa, which is really the context of Rehuda Amar Shmuel, whereas here he's in the context of the Pure Mishnah with Rehuda Amar Shmuel following. An interesting takeaway, the one final point, is that it's going to come out, if we read this into the Bavli, in a way that we can't resolve both Shitos simultaneously. Because if we say that Rehuda Amar Shmuel saying that the Mishnah in Mashkizan Es Hasakin is referring to Kedei Lahavir Shamnunis She'aleha, right, which we said in the Bavli, and we're going to take the Yerushalmi's line of Divrei HaKol Hi according to that opinion, you cannot say that is the same opinion to which Rav Chisda responds that it can't be like Rav Yehuda. And it's a bit twisted, and I apologize that it got a little complicated at the end, so one more time, carefully. If we're going to say that which Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, that the Mishnah is referring to not sharpening, but cleaning, and we're going to take the Yerushalmi's conclusion of that, which is to say that therefore, like Rashi, it can be applied either to Chachamim or to Rabbi Yehuda, that again, the Isser of Mashkizan Es Hasakin is to clean it off, and that is according to both Chachamim and Rav Yehuda, but if you were put one on the other, it would be permitted to clean it off, and that would be, according to that, the halacha is kedivrei hakol, that the Mishnah follows both opinions. If we were to read that into the Bavli, the following opinion of Rav Chisda, we would not be able to say that he says it's only according to Rav Yehuda, I don't think. Right? Because we've just finished trying to say that it's according to everybody. Unless you're going to say a couple of ways to get out, but I think that the final thing that we should say is we have a stira on the Yerushalmi to the Bavli. We can, first of all, identify the Shitos with each other in the Gemaros, one that seems to be completely at odds and one that seems to be completely with what we see in the Bavli. According to the Rosh, and maybe according to some of the other Rishonim like Rashi, we would have to say that it's a stira and we're going to follow the Bavli. On the other hand, according to the Ran, and in an isolated world where we can just take whatever Shitos we want, we can very satisfactorily resolve the Yerushalmi by saying Rav Chisda was responding to one case here and another case there, or that in one place he held like the Ran, one place he held like the Rosh.
When you gave the shir a while back, explain the order of the Mishnayot, or how they can be ordered.
Yes.
Was one of those explanations based on the Rosh or the Ran? I know we had...
Those were the people we had a big problem with. Meaning, what Rashi came forward and said was very beautiful. Because Rashi said, this is a set of Mishnayos that are all referring to Uvdin Dechol. Right. Or at the very least, according to the Pnei Yoshua's reading of Rashi, which I wasn't 100% content with, but we're not going to get there now. On the other hand, according to the Ran, the Rosh, and specifically the Rajba, who made note of this, it was a big problem, because this doesn't seem to fit into the general cloud of the Mishnayos surrounding it. Therefore, he had to come up with another reason that we're in meat land, and therefore that's why we're talking about sharpening the knife now.
Does the Yerushalmi have both the Shinas?
This is all the Yerushalmi has. I didn't hide any of it from you.
So the first
does it have any other Gemara afterwards? Nothing.
Nothing.
The first Lashon of the Gemara, according to
Rav Huna. I'm telling you.
Rav Huna's Shita.
What?
The Mishnah starts off according to Rav Huna's Shita, and then there's the kind of Ika the Yomer, right?
Yeah.
So according to Rav Huna's Shita,
yes,
he's much more mechel, right? He understands the
because he understands it to be an Evan versus Eitz, as opposed to one on the other versus Mashchezes, which is his chila, correct? But again, Ikar Chaser Min HaSefer, according to that, because Rav Huna should have commented in that Gemara. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, right, were contemporaries.
Right.
You would have expected to see something like that there. But on the other hand, again, in a brisk sort of mahalach, we could absolutely say that. Yeah. We could say the simple way of reading the Gemara is that we're talking about Shel Evan, and Rav Huna would be going here Shel Eitz, and that's why it's not like Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda would matir altogether. Yeah. That can work.
And Rav Huna is from...
Okay, Shkoyach.